This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:12 on Monday morning. The countdown to Christmas has begun.
Yeah. And we're live.
Yeah, we are. Hi, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake December 5th at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. And Jane has another pair at 4:05, so we'll be listening to the Jane Show later on today. Right now, though, caller number 9, tickets for Justin Timberlake. And that's we're doing that all week? Or is that just today?
I think it's all week, Sarah.
Okay. We'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
Well, the 9 o'clock, usually that means the
right, that's the big one for the day.
Yeah.
So call now. Hooman would love to talk to you. Oh my God, he's sitting in there like, oh, I wish someone would call me so I could talk to
what?
Them.
It's only caller 9? Can I do 97?
Oh, I love counting to 97.
Right, who?
I like 9.
All right, that's it, Vinny. I'm done.
I wanted to mention before we get to all of your wonderful contributions, the text messages, that we've got storms on the way.
Mm.
So it looks like
it's great news.
Most of the week, we're going to be in rain system.
Watch out. Batten down the hatches, everyone. It's going to be stormy out there. Drive a little slower. Take your time.
The storm system will arrive Tuesday morning in the North Bay.
Oh.
And Wednesday night, a larger storm will bring heavy rain and strong wind through the area. So we'll get a little break, it seems, and then another storm will start. 800-400-3697 is our, I was going to say other stuff, but that was just going to continue everyone, so I'll just move on.
It's fine if we just stay there.
No,
no one's trying to get you off of that topic, I'll tell you that right now. Bro, I love it when you talk about it. I feel like, oh, God, I love that. Who's this guy? I love him. God, my feelings exactly, bro.
800-400-3697 is our text number. 510 says, we sat 36 for dinner Thursday and 35 for breakfast on Friday.
Dang. Oh, boy. Do they all sleep at your house or something?
So one of them died overnight? What happened?
Yeah, what happened to that one?
He just didn't wake up.
The old wishbone in the throat? What is that?
I don't know.
925 says they had prime rib too.
Oh, how funny. I did not realize that was a thing. But when I saw prime rib on the menu and I was like, I don't have to get the turkey. I'm like, I'm getting the prime rib. I didn't even realize. I didn't think it was an option.
408 says, isn't Enzo Piazza the umpire in The Naked Gun?
Oh.
I don't know. Huh. Where I came up with that name. I actually thought I had it right.
I thought you did,
too. For the first couple minutes
and
there.
And everyone's reaction, I was like, Vinny nailed it.
I was really feeling.
Turns out it's Renzo Piano. Renzo. Oh, yes. Oh, Enzo Piazza is an umpire from The Naked Gun?
Was there an umpire? I did watch those movies, like, over and over.
Well, it must have got stuck somewhere in your subconscious. It just popped out.
Vinny. I was thinking about you this weekend as I was driving my 3-year-old in the car and played my favorite Christmas album, Bad Religion's Christmas Songs.
Oh.
It's the traditional hymns with a punk rock twist. I think you and your family would love it. I'm a listener from the beginning. When I was driving myself to Berkeley High School, now married with a 3-year-old and another on the way.
Oh, wow.
Any day now. In upstate New York. Growing the next generation of S&V fans in the Northeast. Sorry about the syndication money.
Yeah.
But since we moved, it's really nice to have a piece of home here.
I think it's really neat that people are listening. They leave here or hear about us elsewhere, and they are listening. I think that's the coolest thing. It's the best thing about the internet. Right, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 o'clock.
No, it's 9.
That's the best thing about the internet, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh. I don't mind it for that.
Yeah.
It comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Whoopa.
Get it?
I handy? Do. I get it.
Anyway.
I'm totally,
totally
you. With you. Carmia.
Okay, so I was in Mill Valley for a pet rescue event on Saturday and looking around everywhere trying to spot Sarah, but no luck.
Oh, on Saturday? Yeah, I didn't leave my house. In fact, I want to say I was in my pajamas from Friday evening all weekend long. I don't think I've, yeah.
Winning.
Winning, duh. Made purses.
You did?
Yeah. I sew.
You worked.
I love sewing.
The whole time.
It's no work. It's fun.
You have fun.
Mm-hmm. I think up what I'm going to do next.
You make fun of me and my surfing, but you make
Oh,
purses.
I don't make any fun of your surfing.
What?
No. That's not making fun of your surfing.
Whoopa!
That's money making fun of surfers. You and your surfing are just fine, Vinny.
Okay.
Massive distinction there.
All right. Oh, well, I don't think I can say any of the stuff that texter just put in that.
Is it dirty?
Let me give this
the
to
end
you.
You.
I don't know.
Is that about the advice thing?
Oh, from your grandparents?
Read the top one to yourself.
Okay.
And then if you can read it on air, I don't have time to proofread that one. Survivor last week was another fantastic episode,
oh boy.
Says 408. Did you see it? Incredible usage of the advantages and idols. Amazing.
Yeah, I did think, though, that they could have just used one thing and not wasted two. Yeah, you can't say this, but your mom was pretty cool.
Okay.
Your mom had it right.
Glad I had it right and didn't read that. Yikes.
It was the right choice, Vinny.
It's some of my favorite topic was going down there, too.
I know. It's, that showed real restraint. Our little boy's growing up.
Oh, man.
What is he, 50 now?
Yeah, I know.
No bridge. Is Drake's star falling? We can only hope.
Yeah. Good point. I'm sure I'll put a bridge in there somewhere, right?
925 says, Jack Ryan show picks up. It keeps and keeps getting better. Stick with it. It's exciting. No, I liked it. I feel like I gave you guys the wrong impression. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm recommending things like Ozark, I just feel like every episode was... And you have no idea based on the name and the people starring in it how it's going to be. And then it just starts being and you can't stop watching it.
Oh, my God. And those kids? WTF.
I know.
And how about the... You know, I'll tell you someplace it's easy to get a gun. It's the Ozarks, everyone.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You just,
walk right in.
Hey, mister, a gun.
Yeah. In fact, you just give them a little list. Here's what I'm looking for.
Right.
Oh, how about this, too? Yeah, all right. I'll take that. Oh, you checked the wrong box here. I wouldn't be able to sell it to you. Here, let me just fix that for you.
Right. Beautiful. Mm. Wasn't it?
Not really. It was actually somewhat alarming.
Well, you don't get to be the boss of the Ozarks, Sarah.
You're right about that, Vinny. I don't think I can boss those people. They seem recalcitrant at best.
As a podcast listener in St. Louis, I had to open my radio.com app to make sure you're back on today. I can't wait to hear stories about what you guys did on break, even if it was simply hanging out at home. I listened to an old classic secret show where Sarah told her story about her harrowing experience in Costa Rica.
Oh.
What wonderful storytellers you all are. That is why I listen all day, every day. Love you, my radio family.
That's
well, thank
sweet.
You so much mm-hmm. for listening. I recently listened to the ones about the... Because we're taking old shows and uncensoring them. Because when Entercom took over, we didn't have to bleep the swears anymore.
Yay!
I know. So we're listening to older shows so we can put them up as classics. And that was like a two-parter of my trip to Costa Rica. And I was like, oh yeah, that happened. Oh my God, I had blocked so much of it.
707 says, confused. Vinny always says the missus was an only child, but now he speaks of a sister. What gives? She has a stepsister. And they grew up together, so they're sisters. But no, she doesn't have a bio sister. So her mom, she feels like her mom is someone she'll, I don't know how to word that. Never mind.
Have to take care of at her house?
Yes. Oh. Well, no, that she's, you know, she worries about her mom. She feels
her mom's alone.
So entirely responsible to make sure that her mom isn't alone on Christmas or that her mom has a place to go on Thanksgiving.
Right.
She doesn't feel like she can just plan for our family and not
consider that her mom, who lives alone,
right,
is right.
So that's, and I don't even mean to have, because I'm sure her stepsister feels the same way. I'm not saying, I only know it from my side.
So
of
her
the story.
Her mom remarried
a dude.
The one who passed away recently.
Passed away the same year my dad did.
And that was his daughter.
Right.
And they were together long enough that she was with this.
They grew
other
up together,
girl.
Right.
Got it. Got it.
So just to dovetail on Vinny's piece about a possible Black Friday record, do you think there's any correlation between people spending more and the tax relief? Maybe.
It's possible.
You know, absolutely. Hmm. Something to think about. I mean, I don't know. The stock market's crazy, but we also hear jobs are great. And so there's a bunch of, it's a mixed bag right now. So I live about a mile away from Valley Fair, and this was the first year that Black Friday traffic snarled our neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Traffic and parking that far away was crazy.
Hmm.
That traffic backed on the highway, I guess it's 17, and then it turns into 880, right?
Oh. Yes.
It backed on to 17.
Oh, wow.
From the mall. Oh. People were waiting in a line all the way down the freeway to get off and go park on Black Friday.
So funny, we drove north on Friday evening, and there's the two malls in Corte Madera right across the, you know, where I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I, like, it was just so, it looked like a crazy maelstrom in each part. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad we're not going to the mall right now. Like,
the people who go love it.
Apparently they do, because they're dedicated.
Hi.
Hi.
Love those toilets.
Oh, the ones with the little arm that
with the
splashes your butt?
Yeah. The heated bidet toilet seat in Hawaii is from Japan, but you can buy it online. It's a toilet seat cover that fits on any standard toilet, but you need an outlet to plug it into. 707 says lots of Japanese tourists in Hawaii. That's why they have awesome toilets. I don't know. I think that was the case. There definitely was a lot of, I was on the South Shore, and it seemed like mostly shoppers. Like, it's a shopping district, and there were a lot of Japanese vacationers.
It does seem like the wrong place to go to shop for things with the import being so expensive.
I don't know.
Getting things to Hawaii seems super expensive.
On the bright side, that toilet seat was wonderful.
I'm getting you one for Christmas.
Don't.
I'm going to.
I don't know.
I'm doing
that,
it.
I don't know that it snaps on that way.
And it doesn't matter. You call a plumber and you get to put it on, and I'll pay for that too. I'm getting that for you. You love it. And you've liked it so much, you did it twice in one sitting.
Well, I did. I have to admit.
I want you to have that at your house. I want it to be only in a bathroom.
And then I came out
use,
and
though.
I was like, did you try that thing? And she goes, yeah. Wonderful,
there's
wasn't
a girl
it?
Setting too, isn't there? Boy setting, girl.
There whole, is, yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Sprays at different directions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Different targets.
Uh-huh. Right. Whatever is filthy. That's what it gets.
Well, everyone knows boys are more filthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Girls.
Too bad they don't have like a foaming soap spray too, like at a car wash. You know. That'd be good.
Really?
And, like some bristle brushes that come out.
510 says
scrub.
Glad to hear you're back. Vinny, I saw The Grinch yesterday, and even though I'm 25, I'm not feeling the rap music. I guess I'm a square. Even though the new music you guys play, I'm with Sarah, some of it is bad. Look, rap is mainstream, and so rap is part of the new Grinch. If you listen to the top 10, you see rap is now the mainstream music.
Yep.
Rock is
not
the fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's good for rock, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe it can get, you know, dangerous again and not be all plain.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be good?
Mm-hmm. It would. Bring back rock.
Yeah.
I'm a rock girl. I am not a rap girl. Surprise, everyone.
Huge fan here. I'm wondering if you can give a birthday shout out to Anna.
Hi, Anna. Happy
Anna!
Birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Going to party like it's your birthday. Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Back on the road after having a week off. Missed you guys, Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Miss you, too. Yeah, it was nice that you guys came back when we came back. We appreciated it.
Good Weezer song. Too bad they use a curse word in it.
Oh.
Limits listeners. I wouldn't let my kids hear that song, would you?
I didn't hear the curse.
I didn't either.
Oh, bastard.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a curse?
Yeah.
That's not a curse.
I agree. Well, some
that's
people,
just
though,
good fun.
They don't say anything, you know, racy in front of their kids or, you know, even slightly off color.
You do check things yourself a lot when you have a kid. I find that's myself true. Checking my pleases and thank yous the most.
Mm.
Like I'll be...
That's good, Vin.
It happens to me, like I'll be at the butcher and I'll go like, oh, and, you know, a pound of ground beef. I mean, and please a ground, you know, like, or whatever. I just find myself going, I need to remember that.
Yep.
God.
Absolutely. We should all be a little more polite to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know.
Strangers.
Of course.
Be kind. Be a gentle person.
Turns out the Lion King, everyone, they didn't train those animals. It's CGI.
Huh. Wow.
We got a lot of texters who.
Boy, that is actually quite
who
surprising.
Called Sarah a flat out liar from this morning.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't know how they got all the, you know, various animals that eat each other to hang out. I just thought, wow, great trick.
Right.
Good job.
That's what I was thinking.
Animal trainers.
Is that. That's not from the new one.
No, this is from the
maybe it is
Disney
from the
one.
Maybe it's gonna also. Is this not a Disney thing? This live action?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Oh. The old.
I hope
Disney
they have
one.
The. I the hope cartoon, they have all the same music. I mean, the music's great.
Yes, the best part.
Mm-hmm. Circle of Life.
I never even seen the first one.
Oh,
oh
well,
you gotta see it first.
It's absolutely great, Vinny. However, there are some harrowing scenes.
We've held off because we didn't want anyone to get scared.
Well, there's quite a horrible scene right in the first few minutes.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah.
I still cry when I watch
it. Oh, my God. Me too. I'm tearing up thinking about it right now.
Guess who the voice of Pumbaa is?
Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. You already looked it up, huh?
Guess who Nala is?
I don't know.
Well, he's looking
at
it.
Oh, Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who else is in it?
It looks like Chiwetel Ejiofor is in it, a Scar.
Oh,
that's a bad guy.
Who's the dad?
James Earl Jones, but he was the dad in the first one too.
Oh.
Well, he's got that voice.
He reprises his role as the king of the.
What's the name of the king?
Mufasa.
I'm trying to look up the who this guy plays.
Oh damn, he plays Simba.
Oh. Oh, he's the main character.
Oh, turn it up, bro.
I thought you said Simba was.
No, that's Pumbaa.
Oh, Pumbaa.
It's Pumbaa, bro. Come on, don't get.
Is it true Rachel has a boyfriend now?
She does.
Is it you?
It's not.
How could you? She
Rachel wasn't even at her birthday party. She didn't. She wasn't there. I knew.
She was with her boyfriend, Huntington Beach or something.
You could have had her.
I know.
But she ruined the moment.
I know. Yeah. Are you trying to kiss me right now?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Play the song, bro.
I was going to kiss you, but you ruined the moment.
So long.
Oh, sorry. How about now?
That's
no,
it.
Still no.
Get out.
Get your clothes
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Okay, so someone wrote in earlier and said, we're all great storytellers and they love when we tell stories, but of all the storytellers on the show, Yuzi tells the best ones.
No, so she doesn't. They just keep taking turns and surprising you.
Will you tell a story for everyone right now, please?
Oh, so... I had my cousins over on Thursday night.
Oh, on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. We were all having a good time.
So you fed everybody?
Yeah,
are these
I fed
the
them.
Cousins that come here?
Yeah, JJ,
oh, okay.
Leppy,
I love
and
those guys.
Izzy.
So you had tamales?
Daughter.
You got a bunch
we
of...
We had tamales. My friend Ali, Alden was over, and me and John.
Alden came too?
Yeah, because he didn't have anywhere to go.
All right.
So I told everyone to come over. So I said, we finished early. You know, I'm ready to go to bed. It's 7 o'clock. Bye, everyone.
You kicked everyone out?
Yeah. Well, they were ready to go.
All right.
And I think they wanted to go to the movies.
Oh, my God. Oh. Great story.
And so the next day, so I said, you guys, I make a killer breakfast. Please come over for breakfast.
What?
Make some chilaquiles. You know, we'll
some what?
Make some
chilaquiles.
It is just remember what Shruti brought in? Shruti brought in eggs and green chilies and tortilla chips. And so I woke up that morning, normal time, like, you know, 3 a.m. And I go downstairs. I'm like, oh, what can I do? Why everyone's going to be here at 10?
Right.
So I cleaned up. I did a bunch of stuff around the house. I
went back
to bed at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
I went back to bed. I did not wake up till 1:30.
Nice.
Oh, no.
I think they were, like, banging at my door. I was upstairs.
John didn't wake up?
John went to work. So I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I called him. I go, dude, I am so sorry. I just woke up. Will you guys come over now? He goes, nah, man, we're almost home. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Like, oh, when you're that never, awful.
I know. That never happens to me. So I feel really bad about that. So
oh, it's a good story.
Yeah.
Good one. I feel like a jerk.
Terrible.
It happens.
I was
Don't
totally
like
looking
jerk.
Forward to making them breakfast and all that stuff. And
was it just the two of them that were going to?
And their daughter, Izzy.
Oh.
So
there's
I look
the family
at my phone.
Staring.
There's texts from both of them. There's a phone call. And I think I must have left my phone downstairs. I went back upstairs, and I didn't hear the door. I didn't hear anything.
Let me ask you a question. Were you sleeping naked?
Oh, yes. That is the crucial bit of info that we needed to
How
hear.
How did you know?
I just was hoping
somewhere
this story was going to get sexy.
That's okay. It. That's as far as
That's
I
a good
got.
Story.
I
good
just one. Felt like a, you know what.
Oh, can't win them all, Yuzi. You didn't mean
no,
to.
I was so
like, man, we're almost home. We're not still waiting outside your house
know,
for breakfast.
I'd have been pissed if I was them.
Oh, man.
You would?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
That was a good one.
Pretty
you.
Good.
Right,
pretty
everyone.
Good. I like the naked part. That was
yeah.
Part.
Oh, man. That part. That's the
best part. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, listen. More great stories like that tomorrow. Keep it here on the Alice. Listen, Jane has a thing at 5:00 that mm-hmm. you need to be part of. You have to be over 21 to win this thing. But she's qualifying people all week for this crazy Vegas weekend over New Year's. You want to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to listen to the Jane show
in
the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
She's a hostess.
Does she do her show naked?
Parties. Probably.
No. Oh. I actually follow her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She wears the tall boots and always wears lipstick, but she posts pictures through the whole thing. She's actually fully dressed up.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She's a real dresser-upper.
Yeah, and this
Haven't
is her,
you noticed?
You know. This is her time of year. She gets all festive and stuff. She wears
With
black.
The black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be a black.
Is it darker black or is it lighter black? Or is it just all
no,
the
it's
black?
Just like patent leather black.
Lighter, you mean
shiny.
Gray?
I don't know, faded? I don't know.
I don't know. All right, have a great day and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Ay, ay, ay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.